This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Joining us on the line this morning, political analyst Steve Roberts, as we take a look at the economy, Steve, and how that might be impacting the president, how it might impact Republicans in the midterms. Obviously, the economy, a huge reason that Trump won the White House, that he beat Kamala Harris back last year. But now it's been a few months and people are starting to get a little weary. We're seeing that in some poll numbers.
Yeah, look, it's now Donald Trump's economy, and he can blame other people. He can blame the Federal Reserve. He can blame the Bureau of Labor Statistics. But folks in Buffalo, like everywhere else, they know what their lives are like. And Donald Trump can bluster his way out of a lot of issues. He can tell his supporters the election was rigged in 2020. They don't have any independent way of contradicting him. But when it comes to the economy, every single voter, every single American is an expert on their own lives. And as you point out, that's one of the key reasons Joe Biden lost. We talked about this endlessly through the campaign last year, how the two most important words in American politics last year were gas and groceries, and how voters said Biden hasn't delivered. Bidenomics has failed. Well, now it's Donald Trump's economy, and he promised a golden age of economic prosperity, and the statistics are clear. He has not delivered that, at least not yet. In the last jobs report, the economy added only 22,000 jobs. Unemployment is up to 4.3%. That's the highest in 4 years. And in the Gallup poll, only 37% of Americans approve of Trump's handling of the economy, and 63% say the economy is losing steam. The economy is likely to be worse this year. That's almost exactly the same number that had a gloomy view of the economy on Election Day last year when Donald Trump used the economy to win the White House. So he can talk all he wants about it's other people's faults, and he can fire the head of the Bureau of Labor Statistics. But people know in their own lives that the economy is sluggish and stagnating. And that's going to be a major political problem for Trump and the Republicans.
But, Steve, you know, the Democratic Party is a mess. I mean, what is the alternative and who's leading the way on that side?
That's an excellent question, and it's very fair. I think the answer is the Democrats don't have a real answer in terms of economic policy. Now, they will criticize Donald Trump, for instance, the tariff policies. They will say that Trump's tariff policies have contributed to the problem, and a lot of economists agree with them, partly because tariffs are a tax, and no matter what else Donald Trump says about funneling new funds into the federal treasury through tariffs, the fact is that consumers in Buffalo and everywhere else are either now or in the future going to pay for those inflated prices because of the tariffs. And plus the fact that Trump has behaved so erratically, the tariffs are on, they're off, and this has sent a chill through investors who are leery, both here and abroad, of making big financial commitments because Trump's stewardship of the economy is so uncertain. So, so the Democrats can point to these mistakes that Trump has made, but I think it's a very fair criticism to say they don't really have an alternative economic problem. The harder their argument is, Trump broke his promise, but they don't really have an answer of their own.
Is this a lesson in under-promise and over-deliver, Steve? So many people would know that so well, where if the president wasn't maybe so boisterous on inflation, this issue, he could easily say, look at this chart. We've gotten inflation under control, but look at how much it spiked under Joe Biden. It's going to take a while for us to really bring it back down here and prices back down, but he didn't sound like that on the campaign trail.
You know, this is a significant point. All politicians, to some extent, set the terms by which they are judged, right? And so when Biden said, Bidenomics is a great success, people said, no, it isn't. You know, you haven't fulfilled your promise. Donald Trump is the one who has promised inflated and exaggerated prosperity, a golden age. That's his phrase. So he sets the bar very high. And that's the nature of Donald Trump. He always exaggerates. He always inflates. He always boosts his own ego and his own accomplishments. You know, he can talk all he wants about I'm the best peacemaker in the world and I deserve the Nobel Peace Prize. And voters have no real way of contradicting him. They don't have any real information about what goes on in these foreign negotiations, but they know darn well what their monthly budget is. They know darn well what gas costs. They know darn well when their kid can't find a job. They know darn well when their uncle's business is failing. And so when he does promise inflated golden age, he's going to be measured by that promise.
Steve, always great to talk with you.
Sure.
That's Steve Roberts, political analyst, joining us here on WBEN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.